State regulators vote tomorrow on rules that would allow sports betting in Iowa. The legislature approved betting on college and professional sports earlier this year. If the guidelines are adopted by the Iowa Racing and Gaming Commission, the first wagers could be made as soon as August 15th. Most of the rules cover casinos and companies that contract sports betting technology. The rules also tell casinos and racetracks to create designated areas for sports betting where people can register before placing bets in person or on mobile apps. The Iowa Department of Natural Resources has lifted the no-wake speed restriction, which equates to around 5 miles per hour for boating on Lake Manawa. The water levels in Indian Creek and the Missouri River have dropped to below flood stage, and lake level has now returned to normal. That no-wake restriction had been in place since June 5th to minimize the impact of high water to infrastructure around the lake, as well as to help out with boater safety issues associated with flood-related debris floating just under the water surface. Three of the four candidates vying for the chance to take on Iowa Republican Senator Joni Ernst in 2020 will speak tomorrow in Siouxland. The Siouxland Progressive Women will host a forum at 11:30 a.m. at the Delta Hotel Conference Center in South Sioux City. Michael Franklin, a retired Navy admiral from Sioux Center, Kimberly Graham, an Indianola attorney, and Eddie Morrow, a Des Moines businessman, will speak. Teresa Greenfield will not be able to make it because of a schedule conflict. This event is open to the public, but a reservation is required. And that's Siouxland Public Media News. I'm Mary Hartnett.